Over the past few months, we have begun introducing you to players from the New England Revolution, people like Henry Kessler, the 24-year-old center back, who told us he has big dreams for his blossoming career.
There's a lot that I want to accomplish. So obviously, I've mentioned stuff for the national team, which I'm still on the outside looking in.
And Latif Blessing, a midfielder who wants to create a legacy for his family and community in rural Ghana.
Every time my mom see me, come, he's like, hey, come home, come home. I was like, no, I'm not going to come home. He's like, when I come home, then I'm a loser, you know, so I'm not going to come home.
Last week, I had the opportunity to sit down with a Revolution player who has lived many of his dreams, Omar Gonzalez. He started in World Cup matches in 2014, starred for the LA Galaxy and other top North American teams over a more than decade-long career before coming to the Revolution last season, won a league championship in Mexico, and felt how brutal pro soccer can be when he accidentally scored on his own goalkeeper in a game that cost the U.S. national team a 2018 World Cup berth. Over the course of my conversation with Omar Gonzalez, I learned the 34-year-old defender also has a rich life off the field, as a dad and a husband, and a man who is thinking about life after soccer. Sitting with Omar at the Revolution training facility, we started with his childhood in Texas.
Soccer was always the plan for me. I mean, it was going to be, you know, just sports in general, but soccer was always the sport for me. I was always good at it from a very young age. I was always one of the tallest kids, which helped, I think. And then I just loved it. I just loved playing. And my dream really started at the 94 World Cup. My mom volunteered to run the concession stands at the Cotton Bowl for like during the games, and she was able to get us tickets, and I was able to go. And that's where I, you know, set out.
Six.
Yeah, and that's where I set out my dream. I was like, in this atmosphere, I was like, I want to be on that field one day. And that's where my dream started. And so that was always the plan.
Was there ever a moment? I mean, that's a terrifying plan. It's an inspiring plan, but that's a terrifying plan, because there are moments all along the way at 10 and 14 and 18 and 20 where things can happen. You were injured early in your career. Was that ever scary to have a goal that big?
Looking back right now in this moment, the only time I felt like pressure or anything was like when I started club soccer. You know, my family couldn't play for the club team.
How old were you?
I was 11, 12. Okay. And I was a scholarship kid and playing for the Dallas Texans. My parents couldn't afford it, but they wanted me to play on the team. I went to try out. You know, I moved away from my little community in South Dallas to go play in North Dallas. And this family was, you know, footing the bill. And, you know, there was times where I didn't give it my all and stuff. And then they were like, you know, this, you know, my parents were like, this, they're paying for you to play. You have to play harder. You have to.
This family who funded the scholarship?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I mean, they were happy to do it and everything. But that was the only time I really felt like some sort of pressure, like obligation or something. Like, I have to do more. I have to try harder because, you know, what this other family is doing for me, you know. And then I felt that. But, you know, I just kept going, kept pushing.
How? You were 11. Seriously, that is unusual. An 11-year-old mostly would go, like, I don't know, suck their thumb in a corner or do something else instead or say, forget it, I don't want to do this anymore. What was different about you, or how did you find that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you
have
kids. I don't
know, yeah.
So if you were, so now you're dad Omar, and that Omar, that 11-year-old is your kid. You would be able to look at that kid and know what was different.
I think you just had to do it. You know, parents just said, this is it. There's no other option.
So it was the bond with your parents.
Yeah, but I just think back then that was it. You know, there was no compromise. There was nothing. It's you're doing this and that's it. Now, as I look at my kid, you know, there's a little bit more compromise. We talk a lot more. There's more dialogue, talk about feelings more. You know, I mean, I want to say what my parents said to me and just go out there, suck it up, do what you have to do. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. You know, go out there and play. you know, sometimes I want to say that, but then it's like I see their face and then they just, you know, it's hard. It's hard. But I mean, without that, I mean, I couldn't have done what I've done. So like there's good to it. I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but it's hard to do it with my own kid.
It was generational then to mm-hmm. some extent.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your kid a little bit?
Yeah. My daughters are 8, 6.
There are more kids.
Yeah, more kids. 8, 6, and 17 months yeah. old boy. So two girls and a boy.
Are you done now?
Yeah, done. Yeah, done.
Yeah, you've got girls That's and it. Boys. You're all set.
Yeah, all set.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that break, it was hard to go back to the diapers. I don't want to, you know, once he's done with the diapers and stuff, we're done.
We're all set. Now you're playing zone defense instead of one-on-one.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Do you love being a dad?
I do. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's fulfilling. It's rewarding. And it's just awesome to see them go through all the stages and help them along and try and teach them stuff. But for the most part, just letting them be.
What's harder, being a professional athlete or being a parent? I don't mean that tritely. I mean, different people have different answers about what's hard in their lives.
Well, I think at this stage, I think just being a professional athlete.
How come?
It's just nonstop. If you want to do it well, you know, it's just, I'm always thinking about it. Even though I'm not playing as much anymore and stuff, I still take it seriously. I still do all the same things that I would do if I were playing, you know, consistent minutes. But the recovery, the watching video, the this and that, the mental aspect of just the ups and downs, the not playing bad plays, good plays, trying not to carry that home, you know, trying to hide it, you know, getting all the backlash from the fans. You know, they love you when you're up, they hate you when you're down. Everything that goes into the sport is just, it's hard.
How do you take care of yourself?
You know, talk to people, talk to sports psychiatrists, talk to my wife. Try and find help wherever.
Are you at a stage where you're thinking about the arc of your professional sports career?
Yeah.
How are you thinking about it?
I think about
it. In any way you want to answer that question.
Yeah, the way that I think about my arc is just, I've had a great career and I want to finish on a high note as well. It's just whether it's, you know, I want to win again if it's possible, but if not, I want to give it every single day. I want to be a good teammate. I want to have a long lasting effect on a young guy, if it's possible, you know, just someone I could help, be competitive in training, help the starting guys get ready for the weekend. And just be known as a great teammate. And like the impression I leave, I hope, is that of a good person, good teammate, and who was a hell of a soccer player.
Here at the Revolution, do you have that chance to be a mentor? Do you feel like this is a team that gives you a chance to fulfill that part?
No, it's been tough.
Has it?
Yeah.
What makes it tough?
I don't know. It's just been, it's hit or miss. A lot of guys, I've tried to force it too much when they don't want to hear it. And through all my experiences, I thought they wanted to hear what I had to say. But I learned through the process of last year and everything, just I had to take a step back and just wait to see if they want to come to me and mm-hmm. ask questions and maybe give less or give quality points and just less of them and just... wait, because I don't know. I think this younger generation is harder to reach.
Was there a mentor for you at some point in your career mm-hmm. that really made that kind of mark?
Yeah, it was Greg Berhalter, who was the U.S. men's national team coach, but it was different because like he, you know, I didn't want to listen at first either, but he kicked my butt and lectured me and put me in my place, and you just can't do that anymore, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's what's been difficult. You know, I was the same jerk or just like not jerk, but just like egoistic, you know, 21-year-old, you know, just thinking I know it all. And the older guy, when I was young, could just put me in my place. And here it's like, no, you have to be more thoughtful and you have to be sensitive. And it's just different tactics that have to be used. And that's something that I had to learn. And so it's getting better, you know, it's same way that I have to talk to my kid, different the way that I was talked to, you know, it's all a learning process, but it's definitely getting a lot better and it's going well.
You're listening to our conversation with New England Revolution player Omar Gonzalez. We sat down recently at the Revs Training Center to talk about the arc of his relatively long career in the sport. And so next I asked him about the most beautiful moment in his career so far.
On a personal note, just getting to reach my dream of playing in the World Cup. That was incredible to fulfill my dream. And then there's the championships that were won. And then another beautiful moment is just my teammate, AJ De La Garza. You know, he lost his child back in 2014, right after birth. And I think the beautiful moment there is just being there for him. You know, it was more than soccer, more than football. And he was going through the hardest time in his life, and we were all there for him, and the team spirit around him, and because we had so many other people having kids at the same time, so mm-hmm. It was like really hard, but we all rallied around him, and it was just a great year. Other than that, I mean, not great.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
You know, but it was a beautiful moment just to be able to just support him and help him through that time.
And for you, the most painful moment in your soccer career?
Most painful? Not qualifying for the World Cup.
Yeah.
I had an own goal in the final game, and that's been hard. It's been traumatic. You know, it's just like it was hard to deal with.
You know, that's a famous moment in your career, but I was curious. I mean, life is pretty full, and I was curious if you were going to say that it was the most painful moment in your career. Just like I didn't know about the beautiful moment in your career with another player where you were able to show up in a particular way. We don't always know. This is the challenge of doing what you do in the public eye. Mm-hmm. We know what other people ascribe, right, as the best moment and the worst moment and the biggest moment and the smallest moment. But we don't always know what the person who's living the life mm-hmm. ascribes. And so I admit I was curious what you were going to answer for that.
Yeah. I mean, that was one because I just felt like it was hard to come back from that.
Well, it was an accident.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like my mistake is the one thing that caused us to lose. I mean, there was other things that happened in the game, but you know, it's just one part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and then we didn't qualify. So, I mean, just the qualifying in general, the own goal. I mean, you know, another goal happened, so it wasn't all my fault or anything. And I know that, but it was just, it just felt like the career went different after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In all the lessons that you've learned in your professional sports playing life, what do you think you take most into the other parts of your life? Whether it's as a husband or a dad or a friend or the man you're going to be 5-10 years from now. I'm going to feel safe saying that 10 years from now, you're probably not still a pro soccer player. Mm-hmm. So that man 10 years from now, any of those spaces, what do you think the most important stuff you take from this part of your life into that or those parts of your life is?
I think it would have to be just the commitment to the work, whatever it is. Like whatever you want to do, you do it well. And you don't take shortcuts. And even though it's could be tedious or something, it's just about getting the work done and enjoying the process. I mean, that's what helped me get this far. And I think if you put that into anything you do in life, you'll be successful. And that's what I take away from it. I mean, I show up every day trying to do that now. I didn't do that in the beginning, but I learned pretty quickly from the veterans I got to learn from. and I added it to my game and realized and watched closely and was a sponge, and that helped me accelerate my growth. And then I just adapted it, and I lived through that, and that's what I would take beyond the sport.
It strikes me that there is an integrity to how you think about your sport and how you think about how you want to play your sport that seems pretty central to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
It is. I think, it's funny. Like, I love the sport, everything, but, I mean, I'm not like these other guys who just all I think about is a sport. It's weird. It's like I don't watch a lot of soccer. I don't. You know, other guys are fanatic. It's all they can think about. But when I get home, I'd rather spend time with my family. I'd rather go out doing something. I don't put on a game instead of hanging out with them. If they want to watch a show or something, then we watch what they want to watch. You know, it's just. But I love the sport. I love playing it. I love being a part of it. But when I'm outside of it, it's just, I don't know.
Omar Gonzalez, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.